It's a great morning in the city of Houston. I feel like a boss, you know?
Did you write that one down? Was that written like, you can't wait to use this?
You know, I thought he actually made that song for me. Both of us being from the north side, me and from the manor, him from Northwood Manor, him from Scenic Wood, so I thought he was writing that song for me.
Well, let me just say something, Councilmember Davis. When we first started this thing, I reached out to you first because I'm like, what can we do to get Slim Thug a day? And you kind of really took the ball and ran with it from there. So I want to say, first of all, I appreciate that. And you heard about all the good things, you know, that this young brother does, man. And I know you do this kind of thing all the time, but, you know, you kind of ran fast with it. Why was that?
You know, there's a lot of reasons. One, you know, we listen to the people. The people wanted this day. I want to listen to my local radio station, 97.9 The Box. And when you all came and said you wanted this to happen, I got with the mayor, and as Vice Mayor Pro Tem of the city of Houston, I felt it was my obligation to listen to the people and listen to our local radio station and make this happen.
Councilmember Jared Davis, y'all. Yeah. Now, that's great, and I know we'll do the official stuff for Slim Thug later on this afternoon. Shout out to Slim Thug, and again, thank you for that. But I know you got some stuff going on right now. I want to give you a chance to talk about that real quick. You're trying to plan for this sweep, and I think you're trying to do it on tomorrow, if I'm not mistaken.
Correct. We're doing the sweep. Been in the news last year. We had a young lady who was bitten by a pack of dogs. And then earlier this year, we had a young lady who was killed in the city by some dogs. And so what we're going out telling people is that you can have pets. As long as you keep them as pets. Mm-hmm. And there are rules that we must live by in order to, you know, keep the quality of life for everyone. And so we're going out knocking on doors, letting people know about the leash laws and how to take care of your pets. Also, with our Department of Neighborhoods, you know, we don't have a homeowners association in most of our neighborhoods in the north side. But we have Department of Neighborhoods. And there are certain standards where we must keep our house and our yard. And we're going out telling people the top 10, and we feel it's better to educate them than to give them a citation. And so we're going out taking the next few days, next few weeks to let people know these are some of our city ordinances, and we want everyone to live harmoniously.
Mr. Davis, I want to ask you this too. Why'd you choose this career and community service that you do?
You know, I didn't choose this career. This career chose me.
No, boy, you got all the right answers. You got all the right answers, man.
You know, we have a nonprofit we started called Making It Better. We help kids with literacy issues because there's a pipeline to prison. If young men, African-American men aren't able to read by the third grade, one out of three will be incarcerated. So we started with that and working in the community's after-school programs, and I was approached by a few community members. Leaders, and they asked me to help out, and this was the first step in helping them out.
I want to say, man, I appreciate the work that you do over there for District B and in the city of Houston, by the way. And again, man, I just want to say thank you for helping us out with the Slim Thug Day, man. And I will be seeing you later on this afternoon when we make it all official, too. So I just want to say thanks again, man. And thanks for all the things you do. When you're doing something, you got to let me know, man.
You know, most definitely, big shout out to the Northwest and the Northeast, you know, because the Acres Homes and that Northwood Manor.
That's right. Councilmember Jared Davis, y'all, give it up. Thank you, sir.